Welcome to the Joseph Campbell Audio Collection. This talk is called Oriental Mythology. This is the first talk in the series entitled Eastern Way. And now, Joseph Campbell.
Some 15 years ago, when Martin Buber was over here lecturing, I had the privilege of being invited to a series of talks that he was giving at Columbia. And this was a very impressive man. He was a very small gentleman with a very imposing head and an extraordinary eloquence and fluency in his speech. And when one realized that English was his second language, it was actually incredible to hear the ease and fluency with which he presented these ideas that he was dealing with. But as the talks went on, I became more and more uncertain about a certain word that he was using and what it might have meant. And the word, curiously, was God. I couldn't tell whether what he was referring to was the transcendent or mystical or mysterious metaphysical source of this prodigious universe that we now know exists, or one or another of the stages of development of that principal character in the Old Testament, or somebody to whom Martin Buber was occasionally having conversation. He stopped in the midst of one of his talks and said, looking sad, "It pains me to speak of God in the third person." When I reported this remark to Gershom Scholem, he shook his head and said, "Sometimes he does go too far." Now, it was in the third lecture that I got up my nerve to raise my hand. And very gently and nicely, he asked, "What is it, Mr. Campbell?" Well, I said, "There's a word being used here this evening I just can't follow. I don't know what it refers to." "What is that word?" I said, "God." Well, his eyes opened. He looked in utter amazement at me, and he said, "You don't know what God means?" And I said, "I don't know what you mean by God. You're telling us that God has hidden his face. And I'm just back from India, as I was at the time, where people are experiencing and beholding God all the time." "Well," he said, "do you mean to compare?" Well, this didn't quite fit with the ecumenical spirit of the occasion. And the chairman cut in very abruptly. And he said, "No, Dr. Buber. Mr. Campbell just wants to know what you mean by God." And he backed away. And then, acting as though it were, you know, an inconsequential matter, he said, "Everyone must come out of his exile in his own way." Well, that might have been perfectly all right from Dr. Buber's standpoint. But what struck me immediately was the whole point of the Oriental wisdom and mythic themes is that we are not in exile, that the God is within you. You can't be exiled from it. All that can happen is that you don't know it, that you don't realize it, that you haven't found a way to open your consciousness to this presence which is right within you. Now, this is a very important line of differentiation between the traditions of one world and the other.